on Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics. Thought we'd do another little coach's corner because it's been a while since we've kind of caught up to reflect, Gary. And we'll go on ice very shortly. But just, you know, now you're what? 3 weeks into living in Nottingham? Have you found it? What spots have you found? Have you had time for that?
Yeah, you know, I've been finding places to eat, that's for sure. You know, I haven't ventured out into any of the pubs yet or done the sightseeing, waiting for my wife's going to be over early October, which we're excited about. So just been waiting to do a lot of the good sightseeing and stuff until she comes over so we can share that experience. But, you know, people are just been awesome. You know, very, very open arms and inviting to all of us new guys in town. And you can tell it's a great town.
The trip to Jerusalem, you maybe heard about that. It's the oldest pub in the world. So if you've heard about it or have you seen it?
Oh, I've seen it. It's right by my place. So I've walked by it a couple times. And I want to go in there. But again, I've just been waiting on the missus to come over.
What was it? I mean, I know what sort of things can you do? I know you go to the cinema. In fact, you stopped going to the cinema to help us do an interview the other week. But it's that sort of how you can take your mind off hockey.
That is what my routine has been for 20 years, is my brain can't, I have a hard time shutting my brain off, so there's a problem with me, and it's always thinking hockey, and about the only way I can get it to stop thinking about how to make my team better, or what the power play should be, or what the lines are, or what we need to do in practice the next day is on my days off, usually I like to go to the movies. That's been my thing for a long time. Actually, funny story, Ellie, back in Fort Wayne, where I coached for 10 years, I went so often during the day that the kids that worked at the movie theater wonder what the heck I did for a living. And I have my business credit card I'd always pay. It says 2G Enterprises. That's the name of my business back home. And I told them that I was a movie critic.
Well, are you? I mean, what's your favorite movie?
You know, I have a big palate for a lot of different stuff. You know, I'm not a romantic guy and not a big sci-fi guy necessarily, but I have a pretty wide range of you know, what I like in terms of music and movies. I've got a pretty wide range of stuff I like.
Okay, going to hockey, where do you assess the team are? You've had an up and down preseason, up and down start to the season. How do you assess where you are as a team?
Well, I think, you know, we've had some early adversity, and sometimes it's better to have it at the beginning of the year than it is, you know, really when you're scratching and clawing maybe middle of the season towards the end of the season. But you know, we've had a lot of guys get banged up and injured early on, and we've been dealing with that and trying to manage guys during the week to get them healthy for the weekends. But you know, when you're dealing with that, it makes it tough. You know, we had a little bit of a virus running through some guys and guys missing practice. I mean, today we only had 13 guys skating, so it's a challenge. But I mean, the one thing is we got a great support staff here. Our doctors, you know, Laura's doing a great job. Our team Cairo's been helping out with some stuff. Our strength coach Pete's been amazing, trying to get guys, you know, back to 100%. But you know, we've had some guys playing games that aren't feeling 100%, and they're giving me everything they got. And sometimes, you know, we're making mistakes, which I expect us to continue to make until we get everything really dialed in. But the chemistry, once again, Ellie, like we talked about when the season started, is just getting our kind of offensive flow going. You know, it comes in times, but it's not something that's happening all the time. And with the more reps we get together and the more the lines can stay cohesive, I think the better we'll be.
Just touching back to Saturday, you know, we talk post-game, but I wonder how big a win that is, because you're going to, in crunch games, you want to know that the team can deliver down the stretch. And to be able to kind of pull that one off, although they didn't play well, did you look at that and think, well, this team has got something because they managed to put it out of the fire?
Yeah, I mean, it was a coin flip game. I think Paul would say the same. I mean, I don't think that either team really outplayed each other. I mean, they outplayed us at the beginning of the third for sure. And the first period just took us a little bit to get going. But, you know, we were way better than them in the second period. So I think it pretty much averaged out. I mean, I still think it's pretty bizarre through two games we haven't had one power play yet. I mean, that is just unheard of. But it also goes to tell you that we got some issues. And our issues are we're not playing with enough grit and jam to make them take penalties on us. And that's where we've been offensively a little too perimeter. We're not getting to the greasier areas enough. And we have a lot of skill guys that want to play a skill game, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But at the end of the day, if you want to score goals, you got to get to those hard areas.
Let's look ahead to the weekend and touch on Manchester first. It's a very different rink to here. I'm sure you've seen photos and heard all about it. Do you have to play a different type of game in Manchester, do you think, than you would if you're going into Sheffield or Belfast?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you gotta be ready, especially the goaltender does, because things happen in a hurry. It's a ginormous pinball game in there. It's a ping pong, whatever ball you want to talk about. But that puck's moving around, it's zipping around. There is no bad shot to have in that rink, and it's probably the best thing for our team to go into, because everybody knows there's no such thing as a bad shot in that rink, and we're a team that's not shooting enough. So as a coach, bring it on, because we need our guys to start shooting more. And it's the perfect time to go into a rink. But, you know, they built their team for their home ice advantage. They play an aggressive style. And, you know, they're used to that. And I think, you know, the one thing, like Danny Stewart said when Coventry went in there opening night, is that, you know, you can get your players prepared for how quickly things happen. But until they go on the ice and they start feeling it, there's nothing but, you know, the real life experience of it. So I can say it, but there's definitely going to be the first period. It's going to take some of the new guys some adjustments for sure.
And you perhaps rely on people like Mike Hammond and Adam Brady, who've played there. Obviously, guys like Matthew Myers and Jordan Kelso and others who've obviously played there for Panthers. Do you rely on those guys as well to perhaps come to the fore in a rink like that?
Well, it's a great question. It's a great point you made, because, yes, I mean, I think, you know, I haven't been to this rink either, right? So the returners are the guys that have played in the league before that know what it takes to get the job done in there, especially a guy like Adam Brady that played there last year. It's great for them to step up in the room and help the new guys understand what works and what doesn't work.
Just going back to about you being shot shy, do you think that's down to players' confidence, or is it down to them being too nice? And, well, not too nice, but just trying that one extra play. You know, where do you think they're going wrong?
It's the one extra play. It's just that, you know, or just timing is off. And sometimes you can get a little offensively, you know, stymied. And that's what we got right now, is just, you know, when we should be shooting, we're not shooting. We're shooting when we shouldn't be shooting. You know, we're forcing plays into tight windows where there's an open player, you know, so it's just like, make the easy play. And I think for us this weekend, we just really got to oversimplify and just keep it simple, stupid. I mean, that's typically how you start finding your game, is you go back to your foundations and you go back to just the basic fundamentals of hockey. Move the puck, work the give and goes, support each other well, be good defensively, be disciplined, and win a greasy road game.
And just finally, Coventry on Saturday, you come straight back, obviously, after the Manchester game. I just wonder again how much the crowd, and we've touched on this before in pre-season, how much did that turnaround on Saturday help, and how much can the fans play a part at home games? Because so far, they've really backed you.
Yeah, the fans were awesome on opening night. You know, we just hope that we can continue to put on a good show for them. And, you know, we talked about it on our meeting on Tuesday morning about how big that was for us to reward a good home crowd after losing the lead and being a little bit on our heels in the third and finding a way to tie the game and finding a way to win it in the first shift of overtime. I mean, that was a great momentum swing. And the fans, you know, I've heard great feedback from the fans. They've talked to me since they've seen me around town. Just love the game. I've had some emails from some fans. So, you know, it's exciting when you can reward a fan base, but understand too, like, we got to be better. You know, we know we got to be better. So it'll start Friday in Manchester.
Thanks for joining us, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ellie.